Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Welcome to Sunday Night Live.
Absolutely. I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. One of my favorite signs says, "Good morning. I'm handling all of your problems today. So relax and enjoy your day. Love God. P.S. I love you."
Amen.
Someone once said, "Do not face the day until you face God in prayer."
Hallelujah.
Now, those two kind of go along with what we're teaching today.
That's it.
Because we're stirred to ask you some questions. Not just you, those of you watching around the world, those of you here tonight, but us as well.
Yeah.
When you woke up this morning, did you expect today to be your best day ever? Do you have any expectation for the day? Or are you just glad you made it through another night? Do you expect to feel better today than you did yesterday? And more importantly, do you expect to feel better today? Do you expect God to move in the lives of your loved ones today? Do you see it as a day filled with previously unknown opportunities where you can tap into previously unused potential? Do you see it as that kind of day? Do you expect to make divine appointments or supernatural connections today? Think about these questions. Review them again and again in the outline that you're provided online and here tonight at church. These are important questions. And it helps, thinking about these will help raise your level of expectation.
That's right.
For what's going to manifest in your life today. And you're in charge of that.
That's right.
You're in charge of it.
And you know, when we pray in the morning, do we expect to receive that divine revelation?
That's exactly right. Scripture says,
during our prayer time,
Scripture says to seek Him early.
Yeah.
Scripture says lay your expectations before Him.
That's right.
Scripture also says that what we ask in faith, believing, we ask, He answers. So that's important. These questions are not just some mental exercise.
Right.
There's a spiritual dynamic connected to all of these.
What if you start implementing that every day? Think of what kind of a day you can have.
How?
And why not, right?
That's it.
You can take this teaching and make it special.
So here are seven ways to make this day your best day ever. Number one, look at every day as a potential day for miracles.
Amen.
We serve a right now God wanting to manifest His power today and every day.
He is the great I am. He is not the great I was, that was yesterday, or the great I will be, that's tomorrow. He is the great I am right now in this moment that we're living.
And that's His name in Hebrew too.
That's it.
What it means. We should stir our faith in the faith of others by recounting the Lord's miracles in our lives. But we must be expecting miracles in this moment.
In this moment.
Which is a defining moment in our lives. We need to have that kind of expectation on a daily basis.
Mm. Acts 5 verse 12. In the New King James Version says, "And through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done among the people."
We encourage you to write down the areas of your life where you need miracle manifestation.
Mm.
It doesn't matter how impossible that situation may seem, because you need to remember the words of Luke 1:37.
Amen. In the classic Amplified Bible, which I love, "For with God nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment."
As human as Mary was, she is not remembered for her humanity, but her faith in the virgin birth. And above it all, I believe she anticipated the reward of faithfully fulfilling the call of God on her life.
You know, there's a lot that could be said really about Mary, because she faced a lot of uncertainties too in her life, but her faith could not wait, you know, could not waver, or things wouldn't have happened.
Her faith allowed her to believe what seemed absurdly
impossible.
Impossible.
That's it.
It did. But with God.
With God.
Nothing is impossible. We encourage you to create a personalized confession today on how to make the impossible possible using the Word of God. And we put it in your outline so you've got it.
Hallelujah.
But I'm going to read over it. Heavenly Father, I think that whatever I ask in prayer and believe that I receive, it will be granted to me according to Mark 11:23-24.
Powerful scriptures.
I rejoice that you are empowering me and overcoming every attack of the enemy, and that you infuse me with inner strength, causing me to be self-sufficient in your
sufficiency.
According to Philippians 4:13. Father, your word says that if I believe on you, and I do, that I shall do the greater works. I rejoice that all things are possible to those who believe, and I believe according to John 14:12. Lord, I'm ready to shout because nothing is impossible to me, and no word from you is impossible of fulfillment according to Luke 1:37. I believe today is going to be the best day of my life. And I call all this done in the strong name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And amen.
That's a great way to start today.
It is a great way to start a day. Every day.
Number two, speaking words of faith guarantee a God result for this day.
Proverbs 25:11 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, a word fitly spoken and in due season is like apples of gold in settings of silver.
Words are important. They're powerful. They have the ability to build up or to tear down.
Amen.
A word fitly spoken can change the course of a person's life.
That's right, in a moment.
A word from the Lord that is obeyed leads to blessing.
Yeah, that's right.
When those words are ignored, it can destine a person to a life of mediocrity, which is not what we want. Words can inflict pain or joy.
That's right.
Words can inflict misery, or can cause misery.
Or laughter.
For our part, we prefer laughter
and the joy part. That's right. Who doesn't?
That's it. Words start wars.
And words bring peace.
Words justify the believer.
And words condemn the unbeliever.
Our words have consequences.
Yes, they do.
And we decide.
We decide.
Whether they're good or evil.
Let me tell you, too, in addition to that, when you think about it, you know, you can decide you're going to have a good day or you can decide you're not going to have a good
day. True.
It's really in our hands. And if you're going to live it, why not just decide it's going to be great? It says in Proverbs 18:20, Classic Amplified Bible, a man's moral self shall be filled with the fruit of his mouth and with the consequences of his words. He must be satisfied, whether good or evil.
Our words have consequences.
That's right.
We need to remember that. Our words can either bring death
or life.
Or life.
As it says in Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
Whether our words bring life or death is up to us.
Think of that.
Is up to us.
In the Message Bible, Proverbs 18:21 says it this way, words kill, words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose.
I love Proverbs 18:20, the way it says it in the Contemporary English Version. Make your words good. You'll be glad you did.
Oh, boy.
Make your words good. And here's something else. Don't waste your words on strife or conflict. Use them to promote God's kingdom.
The first thing...
And let me say this. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
If you're in a situation that aggravates you or is perplexing, use your words to turn things around instead of put an accelerant on the flames of trouble.
Yeah.
You know, you need to do it the other way.
That's what the enemy likes to do, is change our focus to the negative instead of the positive.
That's exactly
instead
right.
of the and put our thoughts on the problem instead of going, Lord, I know there is a solution to this.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Number three.
Three.
Each day contains the potential for good news.
Hallelujah.
Now, let me just say this before you do it.
Okay.
If he woke you up this morning.
Hallelujah.
If he clothed you with the mind of Christ.
And you're able to get out of
bed. If you can breathe on your own. If you can get out of bed on your own. If you can hear someone else speak, hear yourself speak.
Amen.
Then it's going to be a good day.
Amen.
A good day. And from that point, how good it is depends on you. Well, Brother Harold, you don't understand the people I have to deal with. No, but I understand the God that you serve.
Amen.
And I understand what his word says.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mm. I'm sorry, go ahead.
If we can keep it as positive as that. Proverbs 25:25 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Like cold water to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far home country.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This day, this is a better day than it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to expect that. You need to expect supernatural manifestation.
Amen.
In 8 days, we'll be celebrating our amazing grand sugar Sophia's third birthday. Back on June 2nd, we celebrated our newest grand sugar Symphony's 6-month birthday. Now, I have nearly 5,000 pictures and videos in my electronic toys of these two babies. And the good news is that almost every day.
Almost every day. We get more pictures and videos. And let me say this too. You know what? We're in Eastern North Carolina. They're in Los Angeles, California. It's not the kind of situation that we would love, but you know what? Thank God there's FaceTime. Thanks God there's photos. Thanks God there's, you know, ways in which we can communicate, and we have phones, we can get pictures, we can get videos. You know what? You make the very best of what it is that you've got and enjoy it. That's all you can do.
What I was going to say.
Before that cough so rudely interrupted.
Boo devil boo. That's what it is. What I was going to say is that I get new pictures and videos almost every day. Sometimes every other day. Not as frequent as I would like. But I can tell you this.
I don't think anything is as frequent as you'd like, but that's okay.
Those photographs are like rays of sunshine.
Amen.
For Mimi and Poppy.
That's it.
Makes me happy. And if for no other reason, these pictures and videos make today better than yesterday. Now, some people say, well, it's just a photograph. No, but you don't understand. Mm. It builds on. It's something that just warms my heart.
And mine.
And yours too. And I will tell you that I am bold in asking my daughter, you know, to send me
to share those photographs.
I wrote it one time. I said, do you know who invented, do you know why Edward Land invented the Polaroid camera? And she laughed and said, to take pictures, you'll see them attached. Mm-hmm. I find creative ways to ask pictures from my grandbabies.
Yeah.
But enough about that.
Well, there's I liked this one when you wrote her and said, here's a picture of my baby. He sent one of me. Can I have pictures of your babies?
But what I'm saying is those pictures mean a lot to us.
They do.
And that helps make today better than yesterday. And see, you find things in life that stir you. We have some good friends that have two wonderful little daughters.
Yeah, I was thinking about that
too. Felicity and Zoe. And even getting photographs of them brighten our day.
That's right. When little movies. When they now, go, love you.
I read books. Lots of books. I keep them on my nightstand. I keep them in the car. I keep them in my office. Because every day I'm looking for a deeper revelatory insight
Amen.
Than I had the day before.
That's right.
I'm believing God will use what I read to stir my faith and to just allow me to see things I've never seen before.
Keep us built up.
Keep us built up. Absolutely.
Yeah. I want to go back too on the little things in life. I really love the saying. I'll try to quote it as best I can from what I've read. But it said, you know, I guess maybe perhaps as I'm growing older, I look back and realize that the big things were always usually the little things. And it's the little things in life that really are the blessings. I mean, the blessings that we have. So we need to enjoy the little things.
One of the things I enjoy.
Mm. Yeah.
She'll walk by me and do this. And I love it.
I'm glad.
It's soothing to me.
Praise the Lord.
It really is.
But we should always expect things to be getting better.
Absolutely. And you and I have been married 46 years, 3 months, six days. And it gets better.
Hallelujah.
Every day.
Because I'm expecting it to get better.
That's exactly right.
Are you getting better? I'm expecting it to get better.
We expect things to get better, and they do.
There you go.
Hallelujah. Progressive journey.
But you know what? It's in the Word.
It is.
It says in Ephesians 3:20. In the Classic Amplified Bible, it says it this way. Now to him who by and in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams.
If you want to have a good Bible study for the week, Ephesians 3:20 and the Classic Amplified would be a very good one to do.
Yeah, it's
it really
almost fathomless. There's so much in it.
And it's a great scripture to personalize, too.
There you go.
Really is. Now all glory to God who is able, through his mighty power, work within Norman to accomplish infinitely more than Norman might ask or think.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Personalize it for you. And when you do, it'll make you shout, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Number four, gloomy tunes guarantee an overcast day. We'll never reach the desired result in life by listening to the wrong people, which some of you might still be doing. Hopefully you're not, but it doesn't have a happy ending. When you listen to the wrong people. But it also might surprise you to know that some people, Christians, strong Christians, still listening to the wrong kind of music. Music that can adversely affect their destiny.
Mm. In Proverbs 25:20, in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, he who sings songs to a heavy heart is like him who lays off a garment in cold weather and like vinegar upon soda.
It's a great scripture.
Yeah.
I love music. Music is an incredibly powerful force.
It is.
And few things can move us like music.
That's right.
Think about the songs you sing. For instance, I love the music of Ray Charles. But you'll never hear me sing Born to Lose. I never would sing that because, one, it's scripturally inaccurate. And when sung, could be a self-fulfilling prophecy.
That's
for
it.
You. And see, we've been designed and destined to win, not to lose.
That's right.
I was born to win. You were born to win. Hallelujah. Or some people, not so much now, but when it was popular, like to sing Garth Brooks songs. My friends are from low places. My friends are not. And see, friends from low places attitudinally, friends with low ambitions, attitudes, not going to take you where you want to be.
That's it. Or encourage you to be able to go where you want to go.
And when I was a teenager, there was a singer named Leslie Gore who said, so I had a song called, It's My Party and I'll Cry If I Want To. But I'll confess to you, one of my favorite songs by the Temptations is called Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Now, the first 4 minutes of that song is all music. And that's the part I love. But when the singing starts, it gets really negative. And I don't like that. You need to listen to music that will inspire you. Our playlists daily Healing Oil right now is probably number one on our playlist.
Probably.
By Kim Walker Smith.
Wow.
Oh, Happy Day by Edward Hawkins. This Joy That I Have by Shirley Caesar. The Days of Elijah by Judy Jacobs. Amazing Grace, sung by Aaron Neville, a man who has a 5-octave range. And met him in the airport.
Yeah.
Got his picture taken with our oldest daughter, Abby. Break Every Chain by Jesus Culture.
Mm.
And the song was out probably 10, 15, 20 years ago by Dennis Jernigan, entitled When the Night is Falling.
Mm.
That's a very soothing song to me as well.
You need to find the ones that really do something for your spirit, that bring you up. And that's why in the Word every day, in the music every day, finding ways in which you can keep that expectation up. It's called staying in the Word. It's like keeping yourself pumped up and fired up. It's like feeding your body food, good food, to be able to have a good outcome. You feed your spirit what it needs to be able to soar into a day instead of drag through a day. And sometimes you just have to decide, hey,
some
hymns I am strong.
Were written to comfort people going through tough times. There's a Gaither Homecoming song that I really like the singing in it. It's called Take My Hand, Precious Lord, by Angela Prime, Marshall Hall, and Jason Crabb. I love the song. But recently I got to thinking about the words. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. I'm not ready to go home. I'm ready to do His business here.
Amen.
And not only that, when I go home, I'm going up like a rocket. You know?
I believe that. And we're going to put on your tombstone, the devil was glad he's gone.
That's exactly right.
But we're...
Now,
we're
I love the song, the music, the words, but I decide I can't sing those words. You know, I love the way they sing it. It's fabulous. But we need to think about what we're putting in our mind.
Right.
And what's coming out of our mouth.
That's it.
In order to do what we do. Faith-filled music will help us overcome seemingly impossible odds and even intense adversity.
When you start to decide you're going to get happy, and boy, the Lord did this help me a lot in the Psalms, you can really, you can speak Ephesians 5, verse 19 in the Classic Amplified. It says, speak out to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, offering praise with voices and instruments and making melody with all your heart to the Lord. It pleases Him and it blesses you. I can remember putting into practice, you know, if you just can put into practice the Word and go, this is happening, I'm doing this, I am making this Word work because He put it there so I could make it work. That is the way to go. 5, what you look upon the longest becomes the strongest.
Job 31:1.
That's it. In the New Living Translation, it's a rather direct scripture. It says, I made a covenant with my eyes not to look with lust at a young woman. That's what Job said. He made the covenant. He made the decision. Galatians 5:16.
Or even an older woman.
There you go. In the King James Version says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
I first heard this scripture in Galatians as a quit, don't verse. In other words, live a godly life, but not going to movies, watching television, dancing, smoking, drinking, looking at girls, or anything that doesn't happen within the four walls of the church. The verse says you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The word fulfill is the Greek word G50-55, and it means to bring to a close, to finish, to end, to pay. Strong's Concordance, the Greek word for lust, G1939, and it means desire, craving, longing, desire for what is forbidden, lust. The Greek word lust is mentioned 38 times in 37 verses, according to the Hebrew Concordance of the King James Bible. As we began to read these verses, we felt stirred to discuss the first one on the list, and that's Mark 4:19.
Mark 4:19 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, then the cares and anxieties of the the world and distractions of the age and the pleasure and delight and false glamour and deceitfulness of riches and the craving and passionate desire for other things creep in and choke and suffocate the word and it becomes fruitless.
Write this down. Our focus determines our future. Our focus determines our future. What we focused on the longest today will become the strongest in our daily thought lives.
If you go back to that scripture that says, walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh, the focus, we went into all of the downfalls of it, but the focus is walk in the Spirit. So if you are so busy seeking the Spirit of God, listening for the voice of the Lord, doing the things that are a blessing, I mean choosing life, not death, seeking His face, then all those other things will just fall by the wayside because you're focused. Have you ever gotten focused on a goal and you just find yourself stepping over every obstacle to get to that goal? And that's where we need to keep our focus where it belongs. And if we walk in the Spirit, all those things will just fall at our feet and we don't care about it anymore.
In a church service one Sunday night in Fort Worth, I took a jar, a vase or something, filled it up with water and poured dirt in it and stir it up and the water's dirty. And then I put that in a bigger basin and I started pouring water into that picture that had the dirt in it. And I kept pouring water and all the dirty water came out the top.
Was displaced.
And all the clean water was going in. And when I finished, that water was as clear and clean as it was when I first started before I put the dirt in it. And that's what you're talking about, babe.
That's it.
You know, by putting the Holy
Spirit. Washing by the water of the Word.
Washing by the water of the Word. That's it.
Hallelujah.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
If you focus on the things of the flesh, you'll be dominated.
Exactly.
By things of the flesh. So we make a conscious decision, each of us should, throughout the day, to focus on spiritual things, being led by the Holy Spirit.
And it will lead us where we want to go, and the blessing of the Lord.
And will make our day, help make our day the best day ever.
That's right. Colossians 3, verse 2, Classic Amplified Bible again. And set your minds and keep them set on what is above, the higher things, not on the things that are on the earth.
Number six, self-justification will never impress God. And this key is true every day.
We could preach an entire sermon on this one. Job 31, verse 40, we happened to land on in the New King James Version, says, then let thistles grow instead of wheat and weeds instead of barley. The words of Job are ended.
Job was an admirable man. But he was also a very human man.
And
that should give us all hope, since God spoke very highly of Job. He spent a lot of time comparing himself to others,
which is not going to really serve out in the end. That's right. The more he looked at others, you know, the better Job felt about himself.
Yeah.
That can be trouble. In Hebrews 12, verses 12 and 13 in the Message Bible. This stirred our spirits when we read it. It says, so don't sit around on your hands, no more dragging your feet. Clear the path for long-distance runners so no one will trip and fall, so no one will step in a hole and sprain an ankle. Help each other out and run for it.
Don't sit around on your hands. That tells you, do something. Do something for the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Do something for the glory of God. Don't drag your feet. Don't talk about what you're going to do. Do it. Starting now, today. And that's how you make this day your best day ever. I mean, why would people sit on their hands and drag their feet? It happens when they make excuses to justify why they didn't do what they should have done, and in some cases said they were going to do. The American Heritage Dictionary says excuse is an act of justification. Mm. Before we make any excuses, you need to listen carefully to these words in Proverbs 24:11 in the Message Bible.
Rescue the perishing. Don't hesitate to step in and help. If you say, hey, that's none of my business, and will that get you off the hook? Someone is watching you closely, you know. Someone not impressed with weak excuses.
What's a weak excuse? Anything that suggests that the power of God and your faith can't overcome every obstacle.
We may not know how it's going to happen. We just know that God can do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Here's an absolute fact.
That's it.
Successful people make plans. Unsuccessful people makes excuses, justifying why they haven't completed their assignment. Mm. But no matter how good the excuse, it's still an excuse. Well, I didn't get around to it. Well, get you one of those little round to-its, you know, put to-it on it and carry it in your pocket. That way you get around to it.
There you go. Second Thessalonians.
And let me say this.
Okay.
I have to be very diligent about that. I'm the busiest person I know. I am. I'm sure a lot of you and those watching around the world, you think you're the busiest person. And you may be. She is.
I think I'm one of the busiest people I know, but
don't make excuses. Mm. If you mess up, just, I'm sorry, I didn't get to it. My apologies. And it's like we had an accountant one time. Made a mistake and didn't pay a bill. I asked him about it. Said, his response was, my bad. He wasn't my accountant much longer. You know, if you mess up, he didn't even say I'm sorry. He just said, my bad.
That was the saying back then.
Not to me. Okay.
No, I understand. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 10 in the Message Bible says, don't you remember the rule we had when we lived with you? If you don't work, you don't eat. And now we're getting reports that a bunch of lazy good-for-nothings, you have to love the Message Bible, a bunch of lazy good-for-nothings are taking advantage of you. This must not be tolerated. We command them to go to get to work immediately. No excuses, no arguments, and earn their own keep. Friends, don't slack off in doing your duty. You know, the point is to do what is expected of you.
If we spend our time looking for excuses, justifying inaction, then we'll never find time to solve problems.
That's it.
Or do what we're called to do. That simple. People with excuses will never be remembered for what they did or even what they could have done. Mm. They won't be remembered. They won't. Seventh. Faith will always get the attention of God every day.
Hallelujah.
Every day.
Luke 1, verse 45 in the Classic Amplified Bible. And blessed, happy, to be envied is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of the things that were spoken to her from the Lord.
Human emotion, it'll never depart from our lives. We'll always experience emotions. We do. And so will you. Emotions will come representing themselves as faith. God's heart is moved by tears, but God's hand is moved by faith.
That's right.
By faith. My answer is in His heart. My results come through the movement of His hand. And it's just that simple.
That's good.
There's one more thing we want to share with you. God hears when we speak with faith because our faith will grow.
Amen.
Our faith will help today better than yesterday. Mm.
2 Corinthians 4, verse 13 in the Good News Translation says, the scripture says, I spoke because I believed. In the same spirit of faith, we also speak because we believe.
We got it. Go ahead.
Deep down in you, that has to be so strong that you know is going to come to pass because that's what the Word says.
There are going to be times where we'll speak things of faith before they ever manifest in the natural realm. But if we're speaking things of faith, in faith, then you got to know though you can't see it, God's already working on it. Amen. We've said for years that God's doing more right now that we can't see, so he can bring in the manifestation, the things we can see.
Hallelujah.
And that's huge.
Yeah.
And another thing I posted on Facebook years ago, it said, never let your heart believe
that's right
what your eyes see.
That's true. And the battle is right here between those ears up in this. That's where your battleground is. In Romans 4, verse 17, this is what the word says, Classic Amplify Bible. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, which quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Abraham believed that he would be the father of many nations when there was no proof of it, that it would ever happen in the natural. But he believed God, and it came to pass.
It did. The boldness of our faith will open doors of opportunity for us today.
That's it.
Today. And again, tomorrow. But we have to raise our level of expectation.
That's right. Every day we wake up in the morning expecting great things.
You get the kind of day you expect.
Hallelujah.
You get the kind of day you expect.
And speaking the word.
And be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. If you wake up during the night, there might be a reason. Ask God. You need to pray for somebody.
That's right.
Pray for something. Do what he says. It makes a difference.
Amen.
Can I tell you something personal? I'm looking at the stream of this teaching. And I'm looking at how big this coat looks on me.
Because you lost
like
some
it.
Weight.
I like it. Looks good. Makes me happy. Happy,
you
happy,
look
happy.
Good to me.
Ooh. What you say.
Even less of you, but I do love all of you. How's that?
That's a good line. That's a good line. Anyhow.
Hallelujah.
Join us tomorrow morning.
Yes.
8:30 Eastern for Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. It'll make you shout, particularly tomorrow.
This is a good one, too. Tonight was good.
This was good
tonight.
This
is worth.
It's good tonight. I was going to do something different, and the Lord started. I just started typing all those questions. Those
Hallelujah.
Are thought provokers.
They are.
Something that we need to run down our mental checklist every morning when we get up.
Amen.
And, we've heard people say for years, when you wake up in the morning, don't go, good Lord, it's morning. Or,
we say, good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Hallelujah. We have to, it's our attitude.
That's it.
Get in front of the mirror. Say,
talk
you
to
mighty
yourself.
Man, a woman of God.
Amen.
I actually feel sorry for the devil and the kingdom of darkness today.
That's right.
Because I've been loosed
Woo.
On planet Earth.
Amen.
To do God's business and bidding.
And the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in me.
Hallelujah.
And he's coming forth today.
Hallelujah.
Woo. Okay. That's good.
If you've been blessed by the teaching, take your mouse, move to the top where it says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. Check out this week's 2-minute video. And we are sending a letter to you.
Yes.
That one of the most revelations.
Newest revelation. Every day is a new day.
It
new
is
revelation.
One of the most amazing revelations the Lord ever allowed me to see. It really is.
Hallelujah.
And on the front of it, there's a word you'll remember. Payday. Payday.
You'll straight out of the word.
Straight out of the word. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Hi, Mama.
Hey, Daddy.
Week from today is Father's Day. My daddy's sitting in the back of the church tonight. My poppy. He turned 91 on the 16th of May.
God is good.
He's
the devil
an amazing
is terrified.
Man. Of course, he's married to an amazing woman.
And that's it.
And of course, they have an amazing child.
Yeah, that is for sure true. Just ask me.
Who's married to an amazing woman who gave him
Thank
amazing
you.
Children. And they gave us amazing grandchildren.
And that's the same thing that is in your life, and the potential of it.
We're having fun.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
We're supposed to be conserving these because we're supposed to be going on television. And we're supposed to do it within 28 minutes, but we just keep running over.
I know. But so, I like it.
But we get carried away.
I like
away.
It and we love you.
That's it. We appreciate
you. And thank
you
for your support of the ministry.
Amen.
Until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. Good night. Goodbye.